the Kenyan strategy is actually deliberate, because hitherto the regime in Kampala was engaged in running battles with us and trying to get also propaganda against our group, including purported bans of the original group, the Air Force group, which is now in the Constitutional Court. Then subsequently also banning the 4GC, which were formulated after the banning of Air Force. And what they've been trying to tell the people is that we are a rowdy group intent on causing chaos in the urban markets, negating the very issues that we are championing as an organization. But deep down, we knew as a group that indeed at the core of our activities were the very issues that affect the common man. So we said, if your problem is Kampala, we can really retreat and go and actually attack the very foundation of the regime, because the regime over the last 20 years plus has survived on lying people in the countryside and keeping them in false hope. So we say, let's take the issues to the people, and they can tell you that the response is terrific.
Do you think that you will fare better in the rural areas or in the countryside where there's minimum media coverage?
I contend that the media is very important in what we're doing. But I also know the fact that what absolutely will be the most critical group in this campaign are the people. The people are out there. With or without the media, the people are very important. But I can also tell you that we move with the media. They follow us. That's what the reports are all over the media in Kampala and all over television in Kampala. So it's not just about being close to the media. They're following. They know where the big news are, and that's why they're coming with us. There's no doubt about that. We are properly covered in our campaign.
Don't you think the government could possibly have the same reason to push back on your strategy going to the rural areas?
Actually, the distinction between what we're doing in Kampala and the countryside is that we are not actually protesting. We are actually speaking to the people and trying to explain to them what informs the nature of steps we've been taking over the last 12 months or so. And we're not oblivious of what the regime is capable of. And in all that we do, we are aware of what the regime could do, and we are planning accordingly. Should the regime try to do what they know better and reaching terror to us and the people in the countryside as a form of scarecrow, we shall respond depending on how they react.
So basically, you are launching an education campaign in the rural or countryside based on the opposition's perspective?
Well, certainly, because we believe that the urban areas are saturated with information, and that the people in the urban centers need no further prompting. But we need to galvanize the country as a whole towards a common goal and a common agenda over which we can possibly and eventually coalesce and do the final push against the regime in Kampala. We only started resorting to violence, but simply on the sheer people power